Hi, this is Paul Rogers.
And Cynthia Rogers.
On Animal Radio.
Just know that it's going to be all right, meow.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
If you've had no chance yet to download the Animal Radio app, now's the time to do it. Well, not this second. Within the near future. It's free. You can listen to the Animal Radio show anytime you want, and you can ask your questions of the Dream Team anytime you want and browse our resources. Head on over to your iTunes store or Google Play and download that puppy right now. Do we have her? Were we able to get this young lady on the phone?
Yes.
Hey, Brooke, how are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Splendid. Now, are you in school? We caught you at school, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm on my lunch right now, so.
What's for lunch? What are you eating?
I'm not eating right now, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, now tell the listeners, you invented something great for the animals, great for dogs especially. What is it you invented?
So it's a device called Icy Pooch, and it's a device that lets you video chat with your dog and deliver a treat to them remotely. So while you're away from home, whether it's at work, on vacation, you basically can go on your smartphone, tablet, or computer and call up your dog. It's two-way video chat, and then there's a button that when you press it, it swipes out a cookie to your dog at home.
Wow. Wow. How did you think of this?
Well, it was kind of for an 8th grade school project when I was 12. My golden retriever, Kayla, when we first adopted her, she suffered from really bad separation anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted a way to kind of help calm her down while we were away and just kind of comfort her and other dogs.
There's a video chat feature, so she can actually see.
She can see and hear me, and I can see and hear her.
And that doesn't freak her out, huh?
No, it doesn't. I mean, she really responds to my commands, so I can tell her to sit, lay down, wait for a cookie, and yeah, she responds really well.
Yeah. What is it can dogs see on TV or on a screen like that? Can they actually see the picture of you?
They can, and you know, there's been a lot of, you know, kind of people have asked that question a lot, but there have been several studies that show dogs can see LCD screens.
When your dog goes to this, does she do it during the day maybe, or when you're actually there just to get the treat?
She does. You know, sometimes when we're actually there, she'll just lay down by it. Like
wow.
Last night at dinner, we looked over, and she was just laying next to it, just looking at it, waiting for a treat. So I think they definitely catch on once they realize what it does and how it works, but it's really fun and fun to watch them interact with it.
What a smart kid, though. Unbelievable. I mean, my 8th grade school project had to do with cardboard and glue and paper. This girl's going to be a millionaire by the time she's 20.
Is this your first idea?
This is. I mean, this is kind of my first big idea that I've developed, but I've always kind of been an entrepreneur at heart. So.
Well, you were a part of the Young Scientist Challenge. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so it's the Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Challenge, and every year they put on this challenge for kids grades 5 through 8. So basically kids from all over the United States enter a 1 to 2 minute video talking about an invention or idea that they have. So I decided to enter because it sounded like a lot of fun, and I was actually selected as a top 10 finalist. So that was such an amazing, you know, thing to hear, and I was really excited. And I got to work with a 3M scientist over the summer.
Wow.
To kind of help test and develop the idea. So that was an amazing experience just to be able to work with her. And then in October, I flew to St. Paul, where the 3M Innovation Center is. And I competed against the 9 other finalists, where I took second place. So
amazing. Wow. Truly amazing.
It
was so fun.
I mean, she also has a horse. She has. She studies piano, violin, and maintains a 4.0 GPA.
Oh, you're one of those, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah. You're that girl. So the IC Pooch is what you named it, IC Pooch. Can we purchase it now? Is it available now?
No, it's not available yet. We are beginning the manufacturing process and we'll be selling in May.
Wow.
Very exciting stuff. Well, will you keep us posted and let us know when it comes out?
Definitely. Thank you guys so much.
You can go back to your lunch right now. What is it, peanut butter and jelly?
Okay, probably.
Take care. There she goes. Amazing young lady there that is 14-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't it?
Jeez.
Brooke and her dog, Kayla, who she invented this device because Kayla was getting separation anxiety.
You know, I hate her. I mean, I don't really hate her. I just hate her because she's so much better than me.
Yeah.
She's got her stuff together at 14.
I know.
But that is unbelievable. What a smart kid.
She sounds more mature than some of our older interviewees.
I got to see some of our hosts.
Yeah, really.
What are you looking at me for? But she don't get $90 to groom a cat.
Yeah. So there. That's all we have time for today, thankfully. But we had a lot of fun. I want to thank Brooke Martin, little 14-year-old Brooke Martin. I want to thank Beastmaster Jack Shepherd and amputee Jennifer Robinson. Do we really have to call her amputee Jennifer Robinson? I think she can stand on her own. Be sure to check out the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download. And listen to the show anytime you want, as well as ask questions of the Dream Team. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you next week right here on this fine station for more Animal Radio.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Love me,
bye.
Dr. Debbie. Just love me.
This is Animal Radio Network.